Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. And let's read from verse 33 to verse 46. Matthew 21, verse 33 to verse 46. Here another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a winding place in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. And when the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same is became the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruit thereof. And whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees had heard this parable, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word to us. And with my lips, O Lord, put verse and statement. Let the message be clear, O God. We pray, O Lord, that the purpose of sending this word of yours to your church shall be accomplished. I pray for salvation of souls. I pray that you lead us to evangelize in a proper way, that you want your church to declare the message to the people who are around us, and you have placed us in a place. Oh Lord, I pray. Oh God, I pray for workers to raise up to your expectation, to do the work in a proper way, oh God. I pray for souls to be harvested. I pray, oh God, that you take the message and make it reach those who are in need to hear this word of yours. Oh God, we pray, heal the land, oh God. But you still need us to do certain things in our lives and also in the way we evangelize. Oh God, make us understand the deep things of yours. That your word of yours, the word of yours today to us, to convict us, to lead us to understand what is in your heart, and lead us to do your full will. We thank you, praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We hear from Jeremiah that the word of God is a hammer and the word of God is a fire. And when you speak about hammer and fire, what you will understand? Somebody want to give you flour, or he will give you hammer? If somebody wants to give you flour, or somebody will give you hammer, what do you expect from the flour and what you expect from the Hammer. What is expected from the flower? And what is expected from the fire? Fire will burn, hammer will destroy things. And that is the word of God. That's what we have read in the book of Jeremiah. The Lord says, my word is a hammer and my word is a fire. It will be used to combat the work of devil and the darkness that is invading God's church and the field that God gives to His church to evangelize. In this parable, and the parable previous to it, Jesus was not speaking to crowd or sheep. He was speaking to a group of church leaders. Whole chapter of Matthew 21. And he was combating them. We need to understand, repeat again and again. We cannot reach the sheep and let sheep out from sin and oppression and work of devil unless we deal with church leaders who have taken them away from God's will and word. Christ, He used the word of God. He gave the parable, He is the living word, and He caused the scriptures from the Old Testament to fit the message. The message that He received from God the Father with the Holy Spirit, He delivered to them. He is God the Son. He is having the Holy Spirit without measure. He was sent from God the Father. He gave them another parable. And that parable, it has valiant message, not only powerful, painful, and a drastic message against the church leaders who were leading God's people at that time. The field of evangelism now, controlled by church leaders who have taken the sheep far away from God. We need to understand it. That even what's going on around us is a diluted milk. And far away from God's will. And we cannot reach others unless we deal with His also. The Lord starts His parable in verse 33, explained to them what God had done. God had planted a vineyard. He is now here, the householder, here another parable. There was a certain householder which he planted a vineyard and hedged around it and dig a wine press in it and build a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. God had done everything that the church needs. He had given His word. He has sent the Holy Spirit. He has given us His promises. He sent His Son to die for us. Everything was done and prepared. And He gave it to people to live. And when the time of the fruit drew near, He sent His servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. He expect certain fruit in the life of the church. And that is right. He gives something and we should be accountable to what we receive. He was telling to the Pharisee and the church leader there, you are accountable to give to God the fruit that you had received. You are given a lot of privileges. And what is the fruit that you're going to give now to God? And verse 35, and the husbandman took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. He explained to them that when the Lord has sent His servant to collect the fruit, and we know, we go to the scriptures, who are those who are stoned and beaten, or those who put to death? Not the prostitute or those adulterers or thieves or drunkards, but those who declare God's word without failing to the people. Nowadays, the church can't tolerate everything. Wordiness is becoming a water for the church. immorality, it is so acceptable. Divorce and remarriage, multiple marriages is also accommodated within the church. The church also had accepted all the pagan practices and deeds. I am so amazed how the Church of God became a prostitute. I'm not afraid. I will say it. We become worse than ever God would expect. All of us, we came from Catholic background or no? How the Catholic Church was bombarded by the born-again Christians. Because of what? Idol worship? Saint Mary and Saint? How about the born-again church now? Halloween? Valentine's Day? And the rest of the corruption that's going on? Why the message is not a bombarding to such church leaders? Now the person who came from Buddhist background, they would teach him how to celebrate Valentine. I don't know how he can make it to heaven. The message is for us. One of the main struggles of this church is evangelism. Because we want to reach the sheep, we want just to reach the crowd, but not to hit those who mislead them. That it would not work. The Catholic Church was hit heavily by the new born-again Christian believers. And sheep went out from them. Get ready. The same for us. Persecution will come. Even if you are not in your prayer, you spoke about persecution in your prayer. We have to be it, we have to go through it. Persecution will not come from outside, persecution should come from inside. That is biblical, that is scriptural. When we hit the stronghold of devil, that we will be really attacked. The other worship that is inside God's church. The Lord will not stop his trial to deal with sin. After they killed the first batch, he sent others. God will continue to send unless the message is preached properly. In verse 36, again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. He's telling them, you killed many prophets. He was hitting them by the message. But last of all, verse 37, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. Speaking to them, that finally I came. The support that you revere me, you fear God, you revere God, but that also did not take place. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir, come let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. He told them, what is the problem? The problem is that you are taking the church privilege, position, prestige as your material things, and you don't want to give it up because that will let you lose the material things. You don't want to give way to the Word of God because that will let you lose the other things. In verse 39, and they caught him and cast him out of the vine and slew him. Truly Christ was crucified. They crucified him outside Jerusalem, and he was telling them, that's what you are going to do. Nowadays, The church can tolerate sin. But if somebody speaks against sin or point it out, that is a very problematic person. In verse 40, and when the Lord therefore of the vineyards cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? He's asking them what the Lord will do if that is the situation. If he presents to them what is the reality going on, and he's asking them what the Lord will do, what is the judgment of God. They say unto him, verse 41, he will miserably destroy those who kid men. Except that will be that he will destroy this good man and will let out his vineyard unto other husband men. They told him also that he will take from them what he had given them and will give them to other people which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. So they know already the judgment of God. He spoke to them violently, one to one, confrontation. And the Lord brought the scriptures to them. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now here's the point. Christ went back again to the scriptures and he brought the scriptures to those church leaders. And that's again another point. When we evangelize, we must bring scriptures on what we say or write or speak. Because when we stand on the scripture, that's where God is standing on his word, not on our word. Let's go back to Psalm 118 and read what Jesus spoke to them. He caught it from a scripture they know very well, and we will expound the meaning of it. Few months ago, I sent a video clip speak against celebrating Halloween. And one sister with her family, her husband and children, I sent to her, she told me we don't celebrate this one from last 2 years. And she told me our pastor invite us for harvest. They call it harvest. This is Halloween. And we told him we don't celebrate that anymore. Then I asked her, did the churches of God celebrate? She told me all the churches, they celebrated. All the churches. I mean, if you don't celebrate, you are abnormal. How you can evangelize them if you don't hit those leaders? I don't want to speak about homosexuality. I don't just want to speak about divorce and remarriage. I'm speaking just small things. My point here, you cannot reach small sheep crowd in bondage unless you hit big one. I'm not saying go and find big one, but there's in front of us, big heads will come, we need to deal with them also. That's for your knowledge. Few days ago, I see a post from a church leader. His size, my size compared to his size, I am an ant. He's an elephant. And he spoke his testimony. He dated with his wife in the Valentine's Day. He's now 60. He's married now more than, I think, 40 years. And he get married and wed in the Church of God 40 years ago. What an idol worship we are in. If you want more details, I can show you. He did not speak about the word of God, the principle of marriage. He spoke how they get met on Valentine. They dated. So what you are teaching them? This man is the head in the headquarters. And his assistant the same. But I have sent what I sent to you message previous to that. We need to do our part. I'm not telling you copy what I do or this is the style you need, but that is the word of God teaching us today. Jesus hate the leaders. Don't turn your head right and left. That's what we need to face. If you will terrify because of them, I will terrify you before them. In Psalm 118, don't think I am angry or I'm in full control. I'm very alert. I'm in a very right mind to preach this message. Psalm 118 and verse 22 and 23, with the Lord God, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Verse 22 and 23. When the Lord called, he said, the stone that the builder not refused, rejected. Who are the builders? The leaders of God's church. Who are the builders today? Which church? I will not mention. But those who reject the word of God. Not the person of Christ, but his word. What happened to the Jewish church? The Jewish church was destroyed, was taken away from them. It will be the same even today. When we reject the word of God and worship idols, delight in wrong way and a practice of the pagan around us and we do it, sure God's church will be taken from us. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. The very word that they refuse to comply today, that is the word of God. And if they will not comply, they will find themselves sooner or later outside God's church. Will Jesus hate those leaders when he rebuked them? No, that is his optimum love to them. Somebody would told me a few years ago, you would be nice like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus with a nice heart. You want to be nice or you want to be like Jesus? Yeah. If you want to be like Jesus, don't look to be nice. You will not be, you know, it will not be, you will not be palatable to many people because that's the word of God. We will go back. How Jesus spoke with them. How our Lord evangelized. He was not speaking with the crowd. He was not evangelizing to the sheep, but he needed to do it in order for the sheep who those who are willing to follow God get released out. Verse 43. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be, verse 43, shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. He told them, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you will given to other nations that will bring its fruit. And that's why the church now does not belong to the Israelites, but belong now to the Gentiles. And we are praying for the Israelites. I don't know after 10, 20 years, the church will go to home and they will pray for those leaders now who are polluting God's church. verse 44. Is a valid message for them or no? It's valid. But we are not yet went to the heart of the message. Verse 44, where Jesus told them, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. This scripture, I know it long time. And all my understanding about that, Christ is the Word of God, and He is the stone, He is the cornerstone. And when we fall on the stone, it means that there's a certain command we are not obeying or we don't like, yeah? And we stumble and trip. And also I understand that the stone is Christ, and when the Christ with His Word fall on us, He will crush the wicked things inside us. That's all my understanding. But the point here that we want to reach, when Jesus said this statement, He did not say it to me and you, He said it to the chief priests and the Pharisees. What He really meant by it, we must understand what He told them. Because at the end they want to seize Him, because in their mind to kill Him. What He told them that He deserved to be put to death. Just recently, I come to know the real meaning of it and what He said. We know the Jews. When a man deserved death, they will stone the person. How they will stone him? They will bring him, because they have a procedure. We read about stoning, yeah? They stone him, or he will be stoned. But how to do it? They have certain procedure or protocol they will do. Now the chief priest and the chief priest and the Pharisees, when Jesus spoke to them about this, they know. The first thing what they will do, they will bring the man to a place high, the height of the place around the height of two men, 3.5 meters. And first they will hit him on his side, on his loin. They will push him down. He will fall onto the ground. He will fall onto a stone. That's what you say here. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. First they will give him a strong hit. He will fly and fall on the ground, and the ground is stone. And what will expect him when he fall on the stone, on the ground, what will happen to him? He will be broken. They will watch him, if he dead or no. If he show that he is still alive and has a breath, you know what they will do? Two men from those who are going to stone him, two men, they will take as much as a big stone they carry, and they will throw it on his chest, and they will watch if he is dead by it or not. That's what the Jews, they were doing. If he is dead, that is done. But if he is not dead, what they will do? The rest of those who are standing, every one of them, he will take a stone and they will stone him, all of them. What will happen to the body of that man? What will happen to him? He will not be crushed. He will be a powder. That's what Jesus said. He will be grind to powder. So what he's telling them? You deserve and you will be going to be stoned. That's what Jesus said, right? This is somebody else's word. This is what Jesus said. But on whom this stone shall fall, shall be grind to powder. Grind, sorry, forgive me, I am not good in English, but I do my best to know the Word of God to apply it. How he deal with the leaders? And how we need today to lead? Before a while, one sister was disgusted one of the leaders that's around us. She saw him hugging girls and taking photos with them. The girls are half naked, and he's hugging them. She's in a hotel. She came to me. I told her, if you are disgusted, you write to him. She wrote, why like this? You are married, your wife is there. What you are teaching the people? Teaching the people all these immoralities, exposure, circumstances, why don't live simple life? That is the content of the letter. He answered, thank you for reminding me. He accepted. And what he says is, he said, you have your faith and I have my faith. And this man had a big number of people under him. And they are everywhere evangelizing. Do we need somebody who tell him he will go to hell? That's what Jesus say. They need to hear it. They need to hear it. They might be repenting. They have to receive the chance to repent. We are in the corner now. We cannot be selecting, just going to the sheep. But the lion that is roaring, we are just bypassing. We need to do both. God will not change his word. We need to go through it. If you will refuse, God will use other people. But we'll be rejected. Because we have rejected what he had entrusted to us. In verse 45, and when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard this, his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. Did he want them to know that he spoke against them or no? He intentionally do it. We need to do it with a full conscience. It's not about argument or fighting or whatever. We cannot move anymore with what is going on. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. If they did not arrest him, because they said that they were afraid of the people. But the reason it was not the time for him yet to be arrested. And I will tell you something, as we continue to be faithful to God and do exactly what he wants us, God will continually provide us protection until the time comes for us to be really hit by persecution or taken away by him. God's willing. Next Friday we'll continue to speak about how the apostles preach. Apostle Peter. How they evangelize. Which message they give and how they hit church leaders. Let's go and stand up. The church today is like the church of Israel in Samaria. Rampant idol worship, no fear of God. Prostitutes and worldliness is the banner. The word of God is out of the place. Amen. We seek and we pray, heal our land. But please, God will not heal the land, must understand, unless we move. Unless we things that we need to, I'm not saying go and fight, but I'm telling you that there are in front of us people we know that they need to be hit with the word of God. We need to do it. We should not be afraid. We must move where God is leading us. Oh God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. God, I pray that the message of yours will shall motivate us to even to move to evangelize with a valiant message, sharp as a sword, sharper than double-edged sword, your word. You have given us your word. We pray, Lord, that it shall be faithful. Lord, I commit myself to be faithful, to continue send your word, to combat evil doing and corruption and idol worship that has invaded your church. And I pray, O God, Lord, raise up workers with the same mind and understanding. I pray those who are among us who are willing, O God, protect us. Protect us as we move forward to deal with such important issues of life in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, Lord, your servants in whatever church or denomination, those who are disgusted from the idol worship that the born-again church and Christian are nurturing now, I pray, Lord, uphold them with your grace. Protect them, O God. Provide for them, O God, name of Jesus, to combat the devil footholds inside your churches. O God, I pray. Lord, I pray, O God, if you're not going to meet them, those faithful brethren on earth, we pray that we'll meet them with you when you come to take us. We thank you, God. We bless you. O God, heal our land as we commit ourselves to move forward to evangelize, to speak your word with our faith in Jesus' name. God. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.